But now it is time for the Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
Pretty good, thank you. Johnny, good morning.
So, you've got some sad news from Hollywood.
Yes, well, it's been a bit of a sad week for Hollywood, really, in general. Of course, at the start of the week, we lost the great captain of the Love Boat,
yes,
Captain McLeod. Mm. And then just yesterday, it was confirmed that the great character actor of whom Hogan's Heroes is actually named after, the great Robert Hogan, had actually passed away. He was considered to play the role of Hogan on Hogan's Heroes, but he never actually did it. He made a guest appearance on that program, but he was famous for appearing in like more than 100 different shows, 90 guest appearances, and like programs like The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Laverne and Shirley, I Dream of Jeannie, Days of Our Lives. But people who are sitting there sort of trying to place him, when I say this next one, they'll go, oh yeah, I remember him. He was the gung-ho, really daredevil chopper pilot, Smiling Jack on MASH. So he was the one who they grounded when he was trying to break that big record of flying casualties all around the place, and they grounded him. So he was always a supporting actor. He never really was a main or leading star, but he didn't really need to be, really. He made a hell of a living through a very long and, I'm sure, fulfilling career, just being that really reliable actor that just switched from one comedy role to the next and in the background right up until about 2018. And then, of course, sadly passed away this week following complications of pneumonia at the age of 87. So sad for his family, but a fantastic innings for that bloke.
Well, see, I didn't realise that Hogan's Heroes was named after him.
Yeah, well, that's right. Fun fact there. Yeah. A bloke by the name of Brian Feen, who created it, and he was friends with Robert Hogan, and he was considered to play the role, but he didn't end up doing it, and then later on made a guest appearance to help his mate out, and everything sort of just went off from there. Really, the bloke who was the reliable sort of presence in the background, but never really had his name at the top of the door, unfortunately, but in all honesty, I don't think he really wanted it.
Now, more news from Hollywood. There's been human remains found at Harry and Meghan's home. Or near it, isn't it?
Yes, near it. Yes, indeed. So while I'm sure the tabloid press in England would love it to be a story that Meghan has poisoned one of her maids or something and put their remains underground near their place, that is not the case. These remains, they're really old. They've been there for like more than 11,000, 10,000 years.
Oh.
What was happening is they were doing some landscaping around the property last week, and they found the remains of what appeared to be a young adult, believed to be from the Chumash people, on the road next to their property in California. So now police are just working through to identify if they are, in fact, of an Indigenous person, and no doubt they'll have more details to share at a later date. But look, you know, even when this couple are not deliberately trying to be in the headlines, they always seem to find a way to be in our news cycle. It's quite fascinating, really, Geordie.
That's true. I must admit, though, even though you're saying the remains are really old, to first dig them up would be totally terrifying.
Oh, it'd be a gruesome discovery, I think, for anybody to come across that sort of thing, particularly if you were just sort of working there, doing a bit of old landscaping with the shovel out, digging up a bit of grass to put in some, I don't know, $1,000 palm trees or something there in California. But yes, and not exactly the type of thing that you would be expecting to find. And now, of course, they're working through the process in, I guess, removing them, identifying them, and then going from there.
Wow. Now, this is really awesome news. Zoot has released their first single in how many years?
50 years. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. They've also actually announced new dates for their reunion tour. It was set to take place last year and then this year, but they've pushed that back until October of next year. But in doing so, they've announced this new single. It's called That Was Then. And it actually features Bebe Birtles, Rick Springfield, Russell Morris, Rick Brewer on the drums, and a posthumous introduction by the late, great Daryl Cotton. And it's very much a song, if you listen to the lyrics, we'll play a little bit of it in a sec, but if you listen to the lyrics, it really sort of takes you back to their glory days, all about the glory days or the heyday of Zoot and how things have changed since then. This is a little bit of the chorus of that song.
But that was then, and this is now. I know we were breaking hearts back when we were blessed somehow. If I could hear. then.
That is really awesome.
I know, I really like that track. It sounds so familiar to me, but I just can't put my finger on it yet. But great, great track. Beeb actually sent the riff over to Rick Springfield in Los Angeles, and then he came up with the melody and the chorus and then sent it back here to Russell Morris in Australia, who worked on and wrote the bridge to that particular song. So it's real sort of cross-country transatlantic collaboration. But from all accounts, from everything I've heard from the group themselves, they seem really, really happy with it. And no doubt we'll be really happy to get back out on tour, hopefully in October of next year.
Well, I hope the song gets some airplay because, yeah, it'd be interesting to hear the full song.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like something that you would hear on the radio any single day.
Yeah.
It's that real sort of a traditional radio edit style sound to it. But yeah, it sounds really great.
And the fact that it took them 50 years to release a new song, it'd be worth playing on radio.
That's right. It's bound to be good if it's been that long, is it?
Yeah, plenty of time to just master those skills, eh?
That's right.
Now, Jaden, how can people find out what you're up to?
Twitter is the best way. Geordie, Celebrity Lane 1 on Twitter.
Thanks for that. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Geordie.